Nothing like a little Metallica to represent Gun Week in America, huh? Jeez, man. All those really bad movies you've been watching, all these B-movie sci-fis, all coming to reality. Kind of sad, but true. And let's not get sad. I've got Joanna on the line. Thanks for calling.
Great show. Thanks for taking my call.
Always.
I've got a question.
Do it.
About the use of dogs in mental health and also in gun control. Now, hear me out a little bit here. I'm a teacher, and during exam weeks, we have dogs in the library so that students can pet the dogs, and they calm down, and the dog seems to have a sense of stress themselves. So if the person's really, really stressed, we can notice this and maybe get that person some real mental health help. But what I'm thinking of is, in all of the discussions lately about gun control, I haven't heard anything at all about having some dogs in the schools or in hospitals or, you know, whatever, waiting areas. An amazing resource for us, and I'm sure you've seen the calming and civilizing power of dogs. I lived in Manhattan for a while, and just having dogs around seemed to change the whole atmosphere of a situation, even if that situation was very confrontational. The dog seems to figure it out and get everybody calm. So why not dogs? Okay, that's the question for the great guru. I so appreciate your show. I know you'll have a great answer.
Oh, thanks for calling. Yeah, I mean, dogs, not guns. And besides, we know that, you know, they use these, I call them bum sniffing dogs, but they sniff out bombs, right? So I guess you're only nervous if you got weed in your pocket and you don't know if it's a dog sniffing for marijuana or for, well, they don't do both. I told you that before, I think. I mean, not at the same time. Those dogs are trained specifically, but it's, of course, that's a great idea. I mean, I'm all for just not having guns. And you know, that's not going to go anywhere, right? Even though I can't believe that anybody that's in the Republican Party would feel better if I was walking around with a gun. I just, you know, especially the legislators, because some of them wear guns, you know, and they carry the badge that they used to have when they were a cop. You know, one of those good old boy white cops that we have. Far too many of those guys. Last week on the square, I'm talking to one of the nicest cops, not just cops, nicest human beings. Okay, during the protests, there were police and their families that were supporting, I guess, you know, unions for a number of reasons, especially a police union. You want it to be strong because you don't want to hire guys in there that are afraid of unarmed black guys or afraid to save children that are being slaughtered right out, you know, right inside the building. I mean, guns aren't the answer. Never has been. I think the dogs thing is really good. And another thing is, those dogs, you know, if they think you're going to do something wrong, they disarm people. Like, maybe take the whole thing off if you don't let go, buddy. So I think that's a great idea. But try to get that through legislation. I mean, the only person that's going to bring up a bill like that is, you know, a Democratic legislator or one of the Republicans that's running a puppy mill. Did I just say that? Yes, I did. Because that's the kind of stuff they support. Inhumane, unethical, cruel legislation that I've watched over the last 10 years, 11, 12, whatever it is now. And I still know enough not to get a damn gun. No, I don't want to make the mistake. I don't want to be the guy that shoot somebody because I was scared. I suppose if I had a gun on, I'd be more scared than I am without one, because I'm usually not scared. Sometimes you should be, but I know, you know, go to bed before it gets dark and I avoid a lot of the stuff. Staying away from crowds, just about anything. How do you guys like that? You like that? Not going to concerts and not going, what, to the beach or to some event because yeah, you might know somebody that's got a screw loose, and that makes it a dangerous event, doesn't it? I know a lot of people are scared to death of all this stuff happening, and it should be.
I'm not comfortable. I mean,
I don't go nowhere. I mean, I didn't anyway. Let's say that I knew the crowd was not where I wanted to be most of the time anyway, because humanity has been going in the wrong direction for a long, long time. I go out to where there's less people, less cars, less roads. I hate concrete and steel. Man, I got to talk about what is happening in Stoughton, Wisconsin when we get back, because I'm really ticked off about that. I thought we had like this, you know, progressive city council and mayor, and what they're doing at a time where we got some serious issues with climate change going on. So how much time we got? Not much?
Coming up on about a minute here.
Yeah, I want to save it for that. But I mean, I've heard people talking about, oh yeah, you know, the Democrats finally, you know, at this point, you know, Democrat cities and all these guns. Well, what do you mean? You mean like Democrat city where there's like a lot of poverty and a lot of brown people? Is that what you're talking about? You know who I'm talking about, clown. All you clowns out there. To pretend like the Republicans, what? You're just going to toss off what they say on TV about defending guns? And then you can come up with this nonsense Democrat city because you're racist and soft and pussy and you're not like White Boy Mike. I mean, Pizza Box Mike. We'll be back. Heartbreak.